Hi, Chris. It's Nadine. Tag, you're it.
Yeah, right.
I know. I'm like, darn, every time I go to call him, I have to go to the meeting. Now I got to go to lunch. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Sorry about all that.
For sure.
And then you're with a client. Okay, so I just wanted to check in. I know when we last talked, I think you were still in the process of getting the insurance, right? Because that was
correct.
One of the requirements that they were asking for. So that's why we had the call back for this week.
Correct.
Just to kind of see how far you gotten.
Yep, and that's ready to go.
Awesome. Okay, so here's my biggest question. Okay, now the application, because you're talking about the Google Guaranteed, right? I think that's what we
correct.
Last spoke about.
Yeah.
So, now, correct me if I'm wrong, do you have a partner or is it just you?
Yes.
Okay. So, as far as with background checks, okay, it
uh-huh.
could be both you and your partner, but I'm going to explain something. Do you trust that your partner has a clean record? I don't mean to offend
yeah.
you in any way whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's just because they're going to look for felonies. If anything were to come up and let's say you didn't know your partner did, then they will automatically disqualify you guys. And I don't
right.
want that to happen. Okay.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
why I ask. Not to accuse. Okay.
Yeah.
So
well,
not
and,
to offend.
And also just to be transparent with that.
Yeah.
He did in the last year. Get a marijuana charge. So
okay.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I would suggest this. Yeah, because I know they go back 7 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if marijuana, I know in some states, like I know California, it's a misdemeanor. They don't even care
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, well, see, he's from Florida, but he was
uh-huh.
in Georgia with his medicinal marijuana, which you cross state lines, it's a felony. So.
Yeah, exactly. So what I would say is this. I would keep it to you doing the background check then.
Okay.
If that just recently happened, so this way we don't take any risks, right?
Right.
And then now on your insurance, it has Red Roofing and Gutters, right?
Red Roofing Gutters LLC, correct.
Okay. And is it with the address of the 1030 Mira Vista Cove in
no.
Greensboro? Okay. What's
no.
the address on it?
Well, actually, I do have the insurance in that address, yes.
You do? Okay, perfect. I'll
yeah.
tell you why I'm asking, because when you're filling out the application, they want everything to match, right?
Right.
They want the address to match with whatever address you're putting down on there, because sometimes what happens is, like, let's say you had a different address, right? This happened to one guy. He had a different address, and I was like, are you sure it's the same address? Yes, I'm positive. Well, then we found out it wasn't the same address, and then he had, like, a whole different name on the insurance, and I'm like, you've got to have your insurance. Have your broker correct it or your underwriter,
mm-hmm.
whoever, and then we'll submit it through because we don't want to put it through yet like that because Google will kick it back.
Okay.
So good. Glad that you have it like that. And then that's pretty much it. So you're the one who's going to be doing the background check. If you have
uh-huh.
employees, I'm going to tell you, we only want the background check done with the person that's actually doing the bidding, face-to-face
mm-hmm.
with the clients. You know what I mean? And not your employees, because pretty much if they're going to do the work, that's all they're doing. They're not
mm-hmm.
bidding on your stuff, if that kind of makes sense. So
correct.
We'll just keep it to you. But, I mean, if your partner was doing a bid, that's out of my control, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So what's the best email for you, Chris?
1 second. Give me a second.
Okay. And this is just where we would send correspondence, like, from us as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking to just double-check the insurance document.
No worries. Take your time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we are good.
Awesome.
Yes,
same. Okay. Perfect. Okay. I'm assuming that's where you PIN verified the business to?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Awesome. All right. So what's the best email for you, Chris?
Chris Kuhns, CHRIS-KUHNS.
Uh-huh.
At redroofing.org.
Okay. Uh-huh. I thought I had that one. For some reason, I didn't save. Because I started typing it, and all of a sudden, it gives me the suggestion. And I'm like, what the heck's going on here? I knew I saved it.
Yeah, and I know you had emailed me something already. So.
I was going to say, I thought I had emailed you something, too, right? If I'm not mistaken?
Yep.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I'm going to resend this email to you. So this one, it's going to be labeled Google Guaranteed. So all it's going to show you is that the application fee is a one-time $250 application fee. That is for you to, we'll send you the application. You're going to fill it out, submit it. We push it through to Google to get it approved. I'm putting on there, this is for the roofer vertical, but it, vertical means category. It's just different terminology. I also put the minimum monthly budget is $922. So remember, once you get approved from Google, right, we would call you to let you know you've been approved and to see when you want the leads turned on. So if you say turn them on, they're going to charge you the $922. As a call comes in, it's going to deduct $70.67. That's the cost per lead. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, whatever's left over in the budget, if you only got one lead, which I've never seen it happen, it rolls over to the next month. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm sending you the information on that. And then on your phone, you also, I'm going to send you, you have my contact information, but I'm also going to send you the number to our customer service department. You're going to have a team here that's dedicated to your account whenever you have a change, update, question, or concern. If you need to dispute something on your Google Guaranteed, you're going to contact our customer service department.
Okay.
And we're always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, which for you is 10 to 7. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to try to get you through this as quickly as possible, at least within the next 10 minutes, because I know you got a lot going
fine.
On, too.
Yeah, I'm home now. I'm good.
Okay. All right. I know last time, I think the very first time when we talked, your wife was on her way out to the airport, right?
Yeah.
I know I was talking to my cousin earlier. She's on a conference in Florida. And she's like, I almost called you and I realized, oh, it's like, for me, it's because we talk every morning
different
at like
time.
5 or 6. And she goes, I thought, oh, man, I'm going to be calling her. I go, you better not have called me at that time. I would have chewed your ear off. She started laughing. We're in California. So three hours ahead of us. So right now she's 3 hours ahead. She goes, I can't get used to this East Coast time change. Like it's odd.
Right.
Like losing sleep. Now this phone number that I'm sending you, the 877 number, I would highly, highly encourage you to save it under your contacts as local splash so that you always have our phone number on you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then is your first name Chris or is it Christopher and you go by Chris? It's just for the account purpose.
It's Christian.
C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N?
T-I-A-N.
T-I-A-N. Christian. Got it. Okay. But you prefer Chris, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then Kuhns, K-U-H-N-S?
Correct.
Okay. And then I do see the phone number. I would assume this is the best number for us to contact you at. That's going to be the 7707. Excuse me, 733-2781, right?
Yes.
Now, that is the number. So this phone number, Google is going to assign a tracking number to you that will be linked to this phone, okay?
Okay.
This is how they're able to track the calls that are actual qualified leads and which ones aren't. And you'll hear, in fact, when it's a lead coming from the Google Guaranteed, when you pick it up, it'll say incoming Google Guaranteed lead. So all the calls are recorded, so this way you could also review them, too, if you need to. And they have that automatic, it's like an AI system. So if one were to slip through the cracks, you dispute it, you just send us a number and say, hey, you guys need to look at this number, dispute it, wasn't qualified, give the reason why, we'll dispute it with Google. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then I currently see the company showing as Red Roofing and Gutters. And then let me just make sure I have
Red Roofing and Gutters LLC, yeah.
Okay. So it has to have the LLC.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect.
Yeah. DBA, the DBA is Red Roofing and Gutters.
Okay. Perfect. So let me make sure that the LLC, I include that on there. And then, and that's also what's on the insurance. And then I show 10, well, it doesn't show on your Google profile, but the address is 1030 Mira Vista Cove, and that's in Greensboro, correct?
Correct. Yes.
All right. 30642. All right. Perfect. Got your website there. All right. Now for the billing, Chris, the card that you're using, does that card have your name? Is it your name, the business name, or in both? Your name?
Both.
Okay.
Well, it's the card I'm going to be using for it is another business, but
okay, that's fine. So Christian Coons, and then it also has the business name on it?
TTS Solutions.
TTS, so like Tom, Sam, Solutions, plural, right?
Correct.
Same billing address as the 1030 Mira Vista Cove?
Yes.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It is a Visa. But this is now my newest issue. Last week, that card was compromised. That was last Thursday. So I am currently waiting for that new card to come in the mail. I didn't know if I was able to set it up with my banking information.
Yeah, we used to take, you know, like the ACH, right? Where you could do like electronic, we used to do that. This was like probably about 5 years ago. They stopped doing it because they were having too many issues. So did they anticipate like when you're going to get the new card? Did they tell you?
Last Thursday, they said 5 to 7 days. So I'm assuming it'll be today or tomorrow. The mail hasn't run
Okay. Well, I mean, you can just call me to let me know once you have it, and then we'll just finish up the process. It doesn't really take too much longer, you know what I mean? In the meantime, we could at least go over your notes. So this way, once you have the payment, then all we do is just process payment. I send you the application and schedule your client interview, and you're all done.
Okay.
So we can do it like that, okay?
Okay.
So let me at least get you through your notes, you know?
Right.
That would be good. Okay. So I'm going to read off these subcategories to you. And the reason that I am is because let's say you didn't, I know you do gutters, but let's say you didn't, right? And someone called you for gutter replacement. That's considered an unqualified lead as long as you don't accept that job, right?
Well,
it's unqualified.
Honestly, I would, the profit margins aren't as impressive on the gutter side. So I've realistically only,
I figured that too.
Yeah.
I figured
so
that
I
would, too.
Yeah, if I'm going to be paying for the leads, I've got to do it for roofing.
You're like, I don't want the gutters.
No, the gutters are fine. Yeah.
Okay, so let me just read off the subcategories to you, so and then you can let me know, yes, Nadine, no, not that one. Okay. All right. So you do roofing inspection?
Yes.
Installs and repairs, right?
Yep.
Or not so much the repairs?
Yes, repairs.
Okay, perfect. And then let me go here.
Well, no, don't check off the repairs, actually.
Don't? Okay.
Yeah, that's just
about
what like to say. So.
Yeah. It's just a small repair. It's like, come on, no. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm going to put no roof repairs. Okay. And then I have attic venting.
No.
Okay.
Now, are these all going to be key words? So if I'm not accepting roofing repairs, it's pretty much if someone, you know, Googles roofing repairs, I'm not going to pop up on that Google guarantee.
Even if you popped up for roofing repairs, let's just say, right, you pop up. Because they're going to be finding you by your keywords and search terms. But the reason why I'm going over this list with you is because even if you popped up for roof repairs, right?
Let me stop you right there. I've got a customer calling. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay, yeah, take your time.
Hey, you there?
I'm here. No worries. Yeah, if you got a call coming in, just tell me, Nadine. Hold on.
Yeah. No,
okay.
You're fine. You're on a roll. So
what I was going back to, like, if someone, let's say, is looking up roof repairs and you come up, right? And they call you and they're like, hey, I'm looking to get a roof repair. You say, listen, I'm sorry, you know, not available, whatever you're going to tell them, right?
Mm-hmm.
That lead, if it was a Google guaranteed lead, it's going to get credited right back because we don't have that listed under your services. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why I go through this list with you. And the team, once you get approved, they're going to go through the list again. Okay.
Gotcha.
So no attic venting. And then, what's this other one I was looking at here? Okay. Gutter installs, gutter repairs. No, right?
No.
Okay. Skylight installation, skylight repair.
No.
Okay. Storm wind damage roof repair. Which to me is kind of a tricky one because if there was a storm and they think it's a repair and it ripped the roof off, they're going to need a new one.
Yeah.
Okay, so that one we'll say yes. Okay, perfect. So I'm only putting roof inspection, roof installation, and the storm wind damage roof repair. Perfect. Okay. All right. Now, what do you want me to list for your hours of operation?
24 hours.
24? Okay.
Yeah.
And then, do they acknowledge and understand the performance? They don't offer at least one of the following. Okay, you're not a locksmith, so this does not pertain to you. You are not a plumber, does not pertain to you. And you do not do, like water damage.
No.
Does a client have an existing Google guaranteed? No. Does not apply to him. Not applicable. I'm just kind of talking to myself because I know some of the answers already to these. Does a client have at least 5 Google reviews? Yes. Okay. Now, is he willing to go through the background check? So remember I mentioned that Google uses 2 different companies to run their background checks. One is called Pinkerton and the other one's called Evident ID. So once we know who it is, Chris, we're going to let you know, hey, be on the lookout because one might just ask you only to send the front and back copy of your driver's license to verify it's you. The other one might ask you follow these steps. You'll need to put your name, your social, because they're verifying that it's you that they're running the background check on. So we'll let you know once we know who it is because it's like real time and it's got like, I think you get like 24 hours to respond before we got to trigger it again. Okay.
Gotcha.
And then, are you willing to provide your social security number to us and the third party? Yes. Does the client have and willing to provide a driver's license, identity card, or passport? Again, it's just to identify that it's you. And then, do you have insurance? Yes. The license doesn't apply to you because it's not a requirement, which I think is interesting in some states. You guys don't require the license, but they require the insurance, right?
Right.
Yeah, in California, they require everything.
Yeah.
They want it all, including your mother's birth certificate, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot more overhead out there, for sure.
Oh, you have no idea. Sometimes it's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm like, you guys just want to make money. But
yeah,
that's a whole other topic. And then, yes, you have that. You have the COI, which is they call it the Accord, Certificate of Liability Insurance. It's just that one paper. That's all they want. And we send you the example on there, too, and you got your website. And, okay, so we are good on the notes. All right.
Perfect.
So then once you get your card, just shoot me a quick text.
I'm just going to go ahead and use a different card for right now. I can change
that
later. Right?
You want to do that? Okay, yeah, we can do that. Totally up to you. And then here's what we can do. Before we even, like, activate your leads, because we got to call you first, right? Before we turn them on, we got to let you know that you've been approved. You could say, listen, I need to change the card that's on file. Okay? And that's not a problem. We'll just change it. Okay?
Okay.
So what's the name on this card? Is it just your first and last name?
Correct.
Christian Coons? Okay.
Yes.
Same billing address?
Yes.
Okay, and there's no business name on it, right?
No.
And no middle initial? Okay.
No.
And what kind of card is it?
It is a Visa.
And the numbers when you're ready?
1 second. And is this for the $250?
This is just for the $250 application fee. That is it. So,
okay. So by the time I paid the other one, I could have. Okay.
Because it's going to take 4 to 8 weeks. That's the timeline we give for you to get approved from Google. So if you're going to have plenty of time. Now, don't get me wrong. I've seen some that have been approved within like 3 or 4 weeks. So either way, we do not charge that card for any leads to activate them until they have spoken with you first to see when you want them turned on.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready with the card.
Okay. Go ahead.
4737.
Uh-huh.
0230.
Uh-huh.
5992.
Okay.
9004.
Okay. Expiration month and year?
927.
9 of 27. And the CVV code on the back?
Is 698.
Well, at least you're not like me. I had to use a Sharpie. That tells you I used my card too much.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't read this. It's getting really, really blurry
there,
now.
Luckily, I lose my card all the time, so I get it.
Oh, no. You know what? It's funny that you say about losing cards. I lost my husband's credit card that he just got, and he's like, where's the credit card I need to pay my ticket? Because he got a speeding ticket. 53 years old, and it's his first ticket in his life.
Wow.
I couldn't find the card. And he's like, Nadine, and I'm like, you're going to have to call. I can't find the card. And we've never even used it. So thank God there was no activity. So he's been waiting on his card. I was like, oh, man. I want to put, Chris, a security question on your account here with us, and you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What did you want for your
I'm having another call come in. Hold on. I'm having another
Take
call.
Take it. No worries. Take the call.